Hi there. The word for you today is tell on it. In James 5 verse 16, we read, confess your faults one to another. You know, it feels good to live without shame. That doesn't mean you'll never stumble. It just means that by God's grace, you'll get back up. Do you remember when you had to get a permission slip to miss school? Well, some of us have given ourselves permission slips to be weak because we've become weary in the fight. Yep, it's a long fight, but you know what? You can win if you really want to. Here's one of the keys to victory. The Bible says, James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you might be healed. If you're struggling to break a habit that's trying to break you, understand this, God never intended you to do it alone. Whatever your habit or struggle may be, the moment it comes, tell on it. When you do, it begins to lose its power. You say, tell who? Good question. And you need to be careful here. Tell somebody who's been through it. Tell somebody who's compassionate. Tell somebody who can stand with you in prayer. Tell somebody who'll hold you accountable. And tell somebody who's able to keep your confidence. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 10, pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up, though one may be overpowered. Two, standing together, can defend themselves. Roman soldiers actually stood back to back in battle, protecting each other when the attack was coming from different directions. So let me ask you, who's got your back? A word of caution here, however, confess your faults, but not somebody else's faults. You can never be healed confessing the faults of others. Confess your faults and let God heal you. Hey, today God wants to make you whole and set you free to enjoy His blessing. Why don't you let Him?